Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. And you know, here we let's just start off with this. You and I, honestly, I just don't know how to say this another way. We are so far ahead of the curve on all of this. It's almost ridiculous. But here's the situation. So the issue with the bond market, as you and I, that's what we watch. That's what Greg Manorino does every freaking morning. I don't care, honestly, about what stock futures are doing or anything else for that matter. I look at the debt market because it's the driver of this entire freak show. And this freak show, we haven't seen anything yet, people. So this is Bloomberg from this morning, talking about this phenomenon that we are seeing right now with regard to the debt market. And it's pretty profound. When you see this stuff hitting the mainstream, you know that they have no choice but to talk about it. But I want to read this to you, and I want you to figure out, as I'm going through this, what's missing here. So again, Bloomberg. I'm going to read this. It's kind of short. So Bloomberg, a global bond rally is gathering pace, with some Treasury benchmark yields registering their largest two-day declines this year. Somebody out here is buying a massive amount of debt. The 10-year note yield is down 16 basis points from Friday's close, its biggest two-day drop since December. A slide of at least 15 basis points so far this week was the story for the 5, 10, and 30-year Treasury yields. Now, it's mostly the long end of the yield curve that's getting bought up. Now, again, what's missing from here? What can they not tell you is going on? This is the Fed. The Fed's buying all the debt. And of course, as you're not allowed to know, this is massively inflationary. I mean, people, look, if the Fed is buying the debt, how do they do it? Does it just happen by miracle or decree? No. The Fed's got to create cash out of nothing, add digits to a screen in any amount they want to, and then buy the debt. So they're issuing debt through one door, and they're buying it back through another. It's this mechanism. Again, no one's talking about this, and it drives me crazy, because you're not allowed to know, is massively inflationary. So not only do we have this going on, we have the Federal Reserve ballooning, and I mean ballooning the money supply like there's no tomorrow, because again, they're planning our tomorrow. Do you realize what I'm talking about here? The Federal Reserve, in coordination or collusion with these other central banks, they are planning your future. Do you realize that? Mine too. Okay, they are driving us in a particular direction, and we all know that. The manipulation, I don't know another way to put it, because it's frank manipulation. The debt market is not being allowed to do its job. The job of any part of the market is to do just one thing, to establish a fair value. You understand? Okay. If this has been stripped out of the market, especially in the main driver here, and we're talking about the debt market, how can we have anything that resembles a free market or a real market or a free market economy? You can't have it. So again, what have I been telling you for the longest time? We cannot be a free people if we are forced to live under the rulership of these institutions. And again, these institutions, in case you need to be let in on a big freaking secret here, they do not have your best interest in mind. But the interesting thing about this article from Bloomberg is, bond yields cratering. And this is on the back of the Fed buying. But we're still, look, let's not jump for joy just yet. This is the MMRI this morning, the Manorino Market Risk Indicator. Now, it clearly looks that we've broken down below this support line. All right, a point, nice little arrow there. But look, we're still in a high risk zone. We're not in extreme risk anymore, which is red over 300. But look, you have to understand too, this is a double-edged sword. The market, investors, traders, especially day traders or swing traders, they want volatility. They want risk. Risk is reward. You understand? But I believe sincerely on the back of what we're about to see, and that is rate cuts from the European Central Bank, Canadian Central Bank. We already got it out of the Swiss National Bank. The Fed's going to follow suit. Now, hold that thought for just a moment. This is Reuters from this morning here. Imagine our shock. The U.S. dollar to weaken. Fed rate cuts are required. Well, let me say this. The Fed is already printing cash out of thin air like we've never seen before. Again, inflating the money supply, debts and debts ballooning, the interest on that debt ballooning. And where does all that come from? The Fed, by creating it out of thin air. So we don't need these so-called strategists to tell us what we already know. And we know, again, no matter who gets selected as the president, the dollar is going to weaken here and your life is going to get much harder. Of course, the corporate agenda is going to be fulfilled. You know what bothers Greg Mannarino? Really, honestly, and this is a phenomenon you will see during every presidential election going back as far as you want to go. These prospective presidents, they'll go to Wall Street first. First, before they go to we the people. What does that tell you? What does it tell you when Trump did it, Biden did it, just recently, went to Wall Street first, then they go to you? Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious, people, but that's just my take on it. Now let us move forward a little bit. Let's do this first here. So apparently two very prominent economists said that, well, inflation isn't likely to come down to the Fed's 2% target. Can I get a duh? Whoever these two prominent people are, and I don't really give a damn, they're telling us what we already know. Let me let you in on another little secret in case you're new here. The Federal Reserve has never ever wanted to get down to a 2% target with regard to their inflation rate. It's astonishing anyway to think about that the Fed has a target. They want to inflate at 2%. That's what they've made public here, obviously. But the goal of here, the Fed and every central bank, is to inflate by any means necessary, by expanding war, by debts and deficits ballooning here, by inflating the money supply. Because like I say, you and me, we are just means to an end here. The Federal Reserve, all central banks, they are taking down the system. It is being deconstructed, and they're doing this via inflation and, again, creating this neo-feudal system, a two-tier society. We've outlined this for 10 freaking years, but I mean, it couldn't possibly be any more in our face than it is today. And this is just, unfortunately, going to get a lot worse. And as I spoke about yesterday, understanding all of these things that we just talked about here, all of these freaking things, this is opportunity, people. When I show you these little things, all right, it allows us to know where the opportunities are. If you don't realize by now that we have no representation, and we will have none, no matter who they stick behind the Resolute desk, okay, we already understand where that's going to go. We need to take action for ourselves. Okay, and I outlined this yesterday in my post-market video, where the opportunities lie. Let's talk about that. If we realize that debts and deficits are going to continue to balloon, that the central banks, the Fed in this case, is going to continue to massively inflate because that's their only power. You want to win. You want to win. You prevent a central bank, in this case, let's say the Fed, from printing or creating one single dollar out of thin air. Just one is all it would take. You would bring down one central bank and they would fall like dominoes. But all we're hearing, again, is about currency devaluation, a weaker dollar. This came right out of the mouth of President Trump if he's selected. Lower rates if he's selected. Biden has no idea what he's doing. The man, I honestly believe this, and I almost feel bad about it. I pick on Biden big time. But I don't think he's honestly incapacitated mentally. So he's not pulling the strings. Anyone who thinks that Biden's pulling the strings is very disconnected from reality. The man can't even tie his own shoes. I guarantee you he has someone do it for him. So, but anyway, we know where this is going to go. And that gives us enormous amounts of power here. If Biden is reselected, and it certainly looks like that to me right now, it's going to be the same. If Trump is reselected, sure, you might see things different with regard to, illegal immigration and all that stuff like that. But the currency devaluation and the empowerment of the Fed is going to take off because it's going to pump the market. or he's going to hope to do that, although I believe things are going to change dramatically moving into 2025 after the selection, but we got this covered anyway. We're not going to change a damn thing. We're still going to continue to bet against the debt, become our own central bank, and look for opportunities here. The opportunities are clear. I believe central banks are going to inflate even further. That means cash is going to make its way into the stock market for now, still, okay. We want to be long the market. We want to be, again, acquiring commodities on the cheap. Right now, they're on sale. Commodities across the board are on sale, and they're going to continue to be so. Even cryptocurrency. I mean, even with Bitcoin now at $71,000, it's on sale. It's on sale in Greg Mannarino's view. Okay, you're entitled to your own opinion on it. Good luck if you take the opposite side that I am, because you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. Expect volatility, but this stuff is going much, much higher based on a ballooning global debt, based on where this is eventually going to go with a meltdown in the debt market. It's again going to spin people's heads around like the freaking Exorcist. You better get yourself on the right side of this page. The banking issues, what's going on here, the bad debt on banks' balance sheets, the financial system coming apart, all by design here. Nothing is by accident, people. You all know that. But the opportunities, again, are in commodities, I think, probably number one, honestly, because they're on sale massively. The market going higher. For you, all of you out here who are invested in JEPI and JEBQ, you just got a nice fat dividend payment today. So check your accounts. I love this. I really do. I really, really love this. A couple of other things before I let you go. The mainstream media is allowing people to understand that the economy is not doing so well. If you remember, just up until a couple of weeks ago, we were booming. Envy of the world, according to our mummified, brain-dead, incapacitated president. But this is not good. So I would expect to see some of this start to get covered up by a rising market. Look at the stock market. Look at the stock market. Remember, the illusion of the market is immensely powerful. People believe that if the market's higher, the economy is doing great. So I believe you're going to start to see this get covered up by the mainstream media, the free fall economy. The banking issues is another one that it's not getting any attention hardly at all. A little bit sneaking through here and there, but they're going to cover this up. Again, it's all propaganda. You're not allowed to know the truth, and that's why you're here, to find out what the truth actually is, right? All right, look, I'm going to let you all go. This guy here loves you all from the heart. I can't thank you enough for your love, your support. Excuse me. I got allergies so bad, I started taking allergy pills. Sorry. Anyway. That's kind of where we stand, people. We, you and me, are going to get together for the live stream, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. I really hope to see you there, people. So until we meet again, think about these things. Ponder what we're talking about. Let me know if I'm on target or if I am off target. And if I'm off target, that's fine. I might be. Tell me where I got it wrong. All right? I appreciate that. And we'll try to fix that if you think I am wrong. But I think 99% of you see it exactly the way that I do, because you know why? You're smart. People, I'll see you later. All right, so take care of yourselves and take care of each other until we meet later at 4 or 5 p.m. All right, love you a lot.